two short back-to-back presentations, but ones that are going to be very, very popular. Oi, sit down. Oi! Thank you. This is Joey Stockermans. He's co-founder of the most exciting thing, in my opinion, that's happened to Japanese real estate in the last decade and a half that I've been in it. They have come up with a way to help you find properties online in English with a map interface that's not like a graphic click on the prefecture and get a list of maybe properties, tick the cities that... I'll let you explain. I'll let him explain all of that, but they're just amazing. Sorry.
Thank you, Ziv. So, yeah, I'm here today to talk about my business, AkiaMart. I'll talk a little bit about the business, the website. We'll talk about some of the very cool data that we have. There'll be a little quiz where I have AkiaMart t-shirts I'm going to be giving out to, you know, winners of the quiz. And I have a bunch more afterwards, so I'll just be giving those out for free. Yeah, and just before I start, I just want to say thank you, Ziv, thank you, Tracy, Emil, everybody that presented, Anton, Daigo later, real excited to be here. So who am I? My name is Joey. This is my business partner, Take. We founded AkiaMart together. I went to high school in Shizuoka, and then I went to 4 years of university in Tokyo. That's where I met Take. He was doing a year abroad there. Life took us in different ways after that. I ended up a software engineer in New York, and Take also in tech and real estate in California. Throughout that period of time, we went on a lot of different adventures together, and our most recent adventure was buying a Akiya in Beppu, down in Kyushu. And this is us in front of our new house right after we knocked down a few walls, interior walls. We knocked down some earthquake support stuff. We didn't realize it was earthquake support stuff, but we had a contractor tell us that we had to put that back. And that was all with Ziv's help too, actually, by the way. Throughout the process, we were looking at a ton of Japanese real estate listings online. I'm sure everyone in this room has looked at Sumo or At Home or My Home Nifty or Pitatto Home or any of these other websites, and I'm sure most people here have had the same experience that I did, a little bit of a frustrating experience. I would describe Japanese internet as, stuck in 2003. It's a little bit of an information overload, poor quality pictures, poor quality descriptions. I was constantly Google translating the listings. I was converting yen to dollars all the time, and it was... this is all just to say that we saw an opportunity here to build something a little bit better. So initially, we built AkiaMart for ourselves to simplify our own search. We found our property in Beppu through one of the initial versions of our map. I'm proud to say that we use our own service here. Let me show you what the website's all about. Our goal with the website is to be the number one website for foreigners looking for property in Japan. So we took a lot of modern sort of aesthetic design from existing websites that you'll find like Zillow or Redfin in the United States, and we tried to bring that to Japanese real estate. So this is what you're greeted with when you go to AkiaMart. We've got filters, price filters, areas, great, search bar. So the interactive map is my favorite part, actually. One of the things I like to do is I'm always on the lookout for some sort of house on a little island somewhere in like the Seto Inland Sea or something like that. So I'm always sort of zooming around there. And it's really great because you can, you search for, let's see what's for $5,000 on an island in the Seto Inland Sea. And we have, you will find listings. The density of listings... Sorry, Ziv. I find it really cool, which is what I really like about it. The density of listings is incredible too. If you start panning around this map and then you look at something like Zillow or Redfin and the density is just incredible with the number of listings in Japan. We have almost a million listings on the website right now. So this is what one of the. If you click on a listing, this is what you'll see. So a few things that we do here. You'll see right away we have, you know, price in dollars, and I'll talk about currency a little bit more in a second. Some cool things that we've been doing recently is with the sort of information overload that you get on Sumo or at home, we've actually started passing that through ChatGPT, basically, and writing a much more sort of, you know, a nice paragraph description of what the property is. And we also include the area. So we ask the ChatGPT, you know, tell us some interesting things about the area that this house is in. And so, you know, I've been learning about ramen. Sorry. I've been learning about ramen museums and, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm actually very, very impressed with how well the AI has been doing. Some interesting problems with the AI is initially what we had, if you were looking at any properties in Hiroshima, it kept bringing up World War II. So I had to ask it not to talk about World War II. Yeah, AI has a little way to go still. Currency. So we, you know, one of the things we're aimed at, you know, trying to be the number one listings website for foreigners. Obviously, everyone uses different currencies where they're from. So we've got euros, we've got, you know, pound sterling, we've got yen as well. And, you know, just kind of as a joke, we threw BTC in there too because we can, you know, we have the price data for that. And these are live, so we pull the exchange rates about once every hour. And the last thing I want to show you about the website before I jump into some of the data that we have is we just added condos recently. So I recognize that there's different subsets of customers. Me and Take, for example, we were looking for a vacation home in Beppu, but I know that other people are interested in investment properties. So we now have yield, that's gross yield that you can also search by. And that's limited to condos at the moment. But if you're interested in investment properties, there's some wild gross yields that are published. I have no idea if they're true or not, but there's 20, you know, some people are advertising 25% yield, 18% yield. So they're out there. I don't believe them either, but that's what they've published. So that's AkiMart. Next thing I want to do is just talk about some of the interesting data that we've gathered. So we have almost a million listings on the website. So one of the things you can do on the website is like properties. So the first thing we did was, well, where are people liking properties? What are the you know, what do people like here? And Shizuoka, number one. I think that's an obvious answer. I went to high school in Shizuoka, so I'm biased, but it's a beautiful prefecture, and it shows in the data here. Kyoto, obviously, too. I think and Hokkaido, Nagano as well for skiing. But I think the most interesting one here is Okayama. Actually, when I was starting my search with my business partner, Take, we were looking at Okayama because of the value. There are very large homes you can get there, and they have that very like castle-y looking Japanese exterior. You know, again, sorry, Zid, but like for $10,000, you can get some of these really cool homes. So I think Okayama has very good value. Second interesting piece of data that I wanted to pull was turnover. So I said hotspots here, but where are properties entering the market and then leaving the market the quickest? And number 1, 3, 4, 5, it's all the greater Tokyo metropolitan area. Miyagi-ken, that for me, that came out of nowhere. I'm not even really sure where Miyagi-ken is, somewhere in the north, but interesting. Very, very fast turnover in Miyagi-ken. So some of this insight, you know, could be useful if you're looking at Airbnb, obviously, like where people are liking properties. Our customers are mostly foreigners, so, you know, this is where foreigners are liking properties in Japan. If you're running an Airbnb, you know, from the previous slide, Shizuoka, as I mentioned, Kyoto, obviously. Turnover as well, maybe if you're flipping, this could be some interesting insight. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. So we're hoping to maybe package this type of insight into a newsletter going forward, or maybe have it available on the website as we tease more information out of the data set that we have. And again, one more thing, actually, I just wanted to caveat this with is that all the data we have is for pre-owned homes. So these aren't brand new construction. We're only looking at used homes. This one I was personally curious about. So a lot of people will ask me on the Instagram account, or we run some free consultations a few times a week. They say, why are these properties so cheap? Did someone die in the house? Is it haunted? I get that question a lot. So I wanted to look into it. So I was asking around, how do you actually figure out if someone had died on this property? And what I was told by a reliable source was that you look for this word on the listing somewhere, kokuchi jiko, which basically means, my understanding is that there's the real estate agent is saying, hey, there's an important piece of information that needs to be disclosed. And I was told that 9 times out of 10, this is, you know, very likely that there is a death on the property. And I believe that it's law that the real estate agent needs to disclose that to the buyer. So I just looked through our database to see how many of these properties actually have this on them, and about 0.4%. So 4 in every 1,000 homes, my best guess, had someone die in them. Just a little bit of price data. Again, this is not, you know, this is not official, you know, Bank of Japan data or anything like that. This is just what I'm seeing in the database. I have 2 slides here. The first one is excluding Tokyo, and then the second one is Tokyo itself. So for secondhand homes, excluding Tokyo, everywhere outside of Tokyo, the median price is 150K, and 90% of homes, the purple area, is 300K and under. And I just want to point out this right here, the 1 million plus. When I go to Tokyo, we see first of all, the interesting thing for me is that the luxury homes in Tokyo, that's where luxury homes are. They're in Tokyo. And you just see, you know, we went from 150 median price to 300K, and 90% of homes increased from 300 to 850K. So just a sort of lay of the land of what the prices look like in Japan for pre-owned homes. All right, the quiz time. So I'm giving away some t-shirts here. We have a bunch of Akimar t-shirts, but we made too many, so I'm also just gonna give a bunch out for free too. So what we did here is, this started, I was trying to write blog posts on the website, you know, an approach at SEO last summer. And what I was doing was I was looking through descriptions on each listing, adding them up. So for example, let me just look at the next slide. So I'm asking here, what is the rainiest prefecture in Japan? So what I did is I looked through all the listings we have, the 1 million listings we have, and I looked in the description for these keywords: rain, storm, thunder, lightning, flood, typhoon, hail. So if a real estate agent is writing this in the description, I'm using that as a proxy that, all right, they, for some reason they're mentioning thunder a lot or lightning a lot in this, you know, in this prefecture. So, all right, for the first t-shirt, on the next slide I'm going to list the top three. So does anyone have any idea who thinks they know the answer? Just shout it out and I'll give a t-shirt.
Yakushima,
Kyushu. I don't hear it yet. I still close. It's Kyushu. Anyone know which prefecture in Kyushu?
Nagoshima.
No, sir. All right. Oita Prefecture. This is where I bought my house, so I was shocked to see this. I didn't love when that came up. I'm not showing it here, but I did actually look at a few listings that are talking about this, and a lot of time they're talking about damage to the roof or whatever because of a storm or something like that. So, if they're mentioning it, you know, maybe Oita has a lot of storm damage. I'm not sure. Wakayama, sort of middle Japan there. Aichi, I don't know much about those. Who said Fukuoka? Someone over there said, did you say Oita? Kyushu? All right, you get it. I'll put your t-shirt over there. You can come get it in a second. all right. This one? All right. Which prefecture has the most beaches? So I looked up. These are the keywords: beach, sand, surf, ocean, sea, waves. And just to know how I did this is I used Google Translate, so like a mechanical translation, not the ChatGPT translation, a mechanical translation, and then I did a keyword search. All right, who thinks they know? I heard Chiba.
Chiba, yeah.
Chiba, Izu. Kanagawa, Miyakojima.
Hokkaido,
good guess.
Okinawa.
Okay, it's Okinawa, yeah. Sorry if someone else said that. I heard it clearest over here. There you go, t-shirt. So here's the answers. Shizuoka, again, I'm biased. Shizuoka has beautiful beaches. Okinawa, I think it was something crazy like, maybe it's not crazy, but Okinawa was like 30% of listings in Okinawa mentioned one of those keywords. So they're obviously using that to sell properties there. Nagasaki, I have this saved on AccuMart in my personal saved. There's a sorry again, Ziv. There's a $5,000 beachfront home in Nagasaki. Challenge you to find it. If you find it, it's yours. But like, where else in the world will you find a $5,000 beachfront home? Nagasaki has it. Okay, hot springs in Japan. So the two words I looked for were hot spring, onsen. Hokkaido, good guess. Oita. Shizuoka? All right, everyone that said Oita gets a t-shirt. Also the rainiest prefecture. Here you go. I have a lot of t-shirts. Just come up to me afterwards if you want a t-shirt. Also Shizuoka. Look at Shizuoka, the most liked prefecture. Beaches, it nailed it for second place. Hot springs, Hakone, nailed it for second place. I think Shizuoka is great investment. Nagano, I think it has the monkeys or the capybaras in the onsen there. Second to last question. Which prefecture has the most affordable properties? So this, not a keyword search. I just counted the number of listings under $50,000 US. Akita. Iwate. No. Not yet. Hokkaido, no. Sendai, no. Hyogo, no. Chiba, no, no. Oh, I thought I heard it. No. Shimane is a good guess. Whoever said, I thought I heard Wakayama. Anyone say Wakayama? Okay, well, what I find interesting about these three is that I know nothing about all three of these. I've never been to, and I know nothing about them. And maybe that's why, you know, maybe there's not a lot of tourism to these places, and that's why they're affordable. I found that interesting. I can't tell you a fact about any of them. Okay, last question, snow. So I looked for the words snow, ice, ski, snowboard. Hokkaido, great guess, but incorrect. Yeah, surprisingly incorrect. And again, this is based on sentiment that the real estate agent is writing in the listing. So, you know, Hokkaido probably gets the most snow per year, but they're not writing about it. Toyama again. So Toyama was one of the cheapest, but also a lot of snow. So if you're looking for affordable snow, Toyama, Niigata, Yamagata. Everyone who wants one gets a t-shirt. We're all winners. And that's my presentation. So we have a coupon code. It's either 1 month free or 2 months free. Everyone gets it. I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 months free. Everyone gets it. AccuMart with a dash. I couldn't get the domain name without the dash. I do have one request from everyone in the audience. We are looking to partner with someone at Sumo or at Home or any of these other Japanese listing websites. So if anybody has a warm introduction or cold introduction for me, that I'm looking for some sort of lead there. Thank you very much. Questions? Yes. So the source data, good question. So the source data for our listings is coming from Sumo at Home, Nifty. We are scraping it at the moment. Full disclosure, a little bit of a gray zone we're operating in, and that's hence why we're looking for the partnership. So if you want to, on the flip side, if you want to use data from Sumo at Home, Nifty, et cetera, you know, come check out our website.
What size are the
t-shirts? All sizes. There's only one extra large, so... First come, first serve for the extra large. Yes?
Can you sell land as well on the site?
No, I'm personally interested in land, so I will be, I'm the solo software engineer behind the project, so I want land because I'm looking for land on Yakushima specifically, so it will be coming soon. At the moment, no. On Yakushima? Yeah.
No, land.
Land? Oh, interesting. So that's the interesting, one of my other frustrations with these Japanese listings websites is sometimes they input the data wrong, or they put land in the secondhand detached home, part, and since we're just scraping it, we just take it at face value. But you will find, especially if you're looking at the yield condos, there's some there that have, like, you know, 5,000,000% yield, and that's just clearly erroneous data. Thankfully, there's not too many of those. Yes? Yep.
So I'm assuming you populate the IKEA mark to determine whether or not they're IKEA homes. At home is listing that IKEA word somewhere in their description?
No. So that. IKEA Mart, initially when we built the site, just for me and my business partner, Take, we had a budget of about $50,000. So we capped the scraping at $50,000, and IKEA Mart at that time was a more fitting name. Now we just scrape everything, so we have the full range of the full spectrum of price on there. So it's a little bit of a misnomer. To answer your question, only the condos have the information of whether it is currently occupied or not. But the houses, I don't have that information, potentially in the future. But yeah, I mean, many of these properties are not IKEAs. They're regular homes that are being sold. Thanks, everybody.